Senator Daniels and Representatives Strom and Fincher, and it's a preview of the upcoming session. Granted, they've been in session for 3 weeks, but it's actually kind of good to wait just a little bit and kind of see how things are starting to shape up as far as things there. Deadline will have passed, so they'll know a little bit more than if we had done it, before session actually started. So we've got a good turnout for that. We can still take a few more if someone is interested. It starts at 7:30. Usually kick off programming about 7:50 or so, and we're out of there by 9 o'clock in the morning, so you can get back to work.
A lot of information, a little something something for the nutritional needs, and a lot of information for your brain.
Yes, definitely.
Nice and tidy.
This is always a good one. It's very popular. So,
all righty, we've got another one. It's called Know the Ville.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with this one. Is it something that's gone on for a while?
We've done it 2 years, maybe three. I don't know. My years start fading together. But we only do it about twice a year because what it is, it's an update from various leaders in our community on whatever entity they're kind of tied with. And so this gives our members opportunity to meet firsthand with those kind of in charge and hear what's happening, for instance, with, what's going on with the city, what's going on with the schools, what's the latest with, convention and visitors. It's an update, and it gives our members opportunity to ask questions, squelch rumors, have rumors confirmed, whatever. But it's very informal. This is a free event sponsored by Arvest, and it's held at their Eastside branch. Once again, it's another earlier morning one. We have a very light kind of continental breakfast at 7:30, and we usually kick, once again, program off about 7:50 or so. And it's very informal. Just bring up the various speakers. They give their updates and answer questions. I know Mark Haskell will be there updating downtown. And what's interesting, you always, every time I plan one, I'm like, oh gosh, I wonder if there's anything new from last time, because we did one a little over 6 months ago. And it's a great reminder that things are continuing to happen. Good things are continuing to happen in the city.
They are.
Improvements are continuing to be made. And it's just, people walk out and it's like, wow, when you hear it all at one time in one presentation, it's exciting, and you walk out kind of jazzed, and it's like, there's a lot happening, because, you just think, oh, nothing's really going on, but you hear it all at one time, and there really is a lot of good things happening in the community. So
they truly are, and I think you're going to see the town blossom a little bit here with the new green space downtown, once that gets completed here in a couple of months, and then once the roads get repaved, like a whole new town?
Well, and our, yes, speaking of that, our board, we had our board meeting, chamber board meeting yesterday, and our board just endorsed the upcoming city election on April 7th. It's very, very important. People need to get out. They need to vote. And our board sees the importance of continuing progress. It's not a tax increase, or it's just continuing what we've done. But this one is going to, and I know you had the city guys on, but a lot of just maintenance moving forward, improving what is already existing, and we need that in several areas. So I was pleased that the board endorsed it, and we'll be fully supporting that. So
a lot of good things just need a little polish.
A few lots need paved, and roads. Roads are constant with those guys. They're very, very cognizant of it. And some of the roads, people have to understand, I'm not here on behalf of the city, but I know we get lots of complaints, like on Adams, kind of there by the Silver Lake Village. That is managed by ODOT.
And
he's trying hard to get us bumped up on that list, which they did. It's not the city. So, but the roads that they do have control over, it's a lot of miles of road to cover, and it's amazing how much roads cost. So, they just, when you put that map up and see what roads have been, improved and worked on over the past, 8-10 years, it's all over the city, and it's just a constant progress. And that's what we've got to do. You don't let your house, you don't buy a house and then just do nothing. You've got to maintain it. And that's what this, for the most part, is. So, anyhow, didn't mean to get off on that one.
That's okay. We got a little business after hours coming up.
Yep.
And this one's going to be at St. John Catholic School on the 5th.
Yes, business after hours. And it's actually going to be in Father Lynch Hall, which is a very great venue. And sponsored, like I said, by St. John's School. And we changed our hours back in November, and it seemed to have worked out really well. It says after hours, but really it's from like 4 to 5:30-ish. That works out well. People can just end their work day. We were running into a lot of people who had activities, which makes sense. As soon as work is over, they've got to pick up kids. They've got kid activities. Oh, they've got personal activities. Or, I mean, let's be honest, you just kind of want to go home, you know. So we've really gotten a good response for that. So people can come, you know, the very end of their work day. And if you can't do it on work time, you can still, you know, catch the end of it. And you're not missing anything. It's a very informal event. It's meant for members to get together, to be able to network, to meet each other, just, you know, make contacts. And it's just a great event. Once again, it's a free event, so.
You gotta like the price.
Yes.
Another one coming up. This is an all-day thing coming up in April, and that is Bartlesville Day at the Capitol.
Yes.
What takes place with this? I got an idea, but
it's this is a great. We've been doing this for years. We rent a charter bus, and we take a group down from Bartlesville, and it's open to anyone, and we have face-to-face with. Now, they're scheduled, but schedules, you know, it's always, I hate to say it's confirmed, but it's confirmed as far as politicians go. Because if something were to come up, you know, they may get pulled.
Fluid.
Yeah, it's fluid. The schedule's fluid. That's a good way to say it. Uh-huh. But with the governor, with the lieutenant governor, with the Speaker of the House, with our own delegation, we have lunch catered in from Ted's Escondidos, thanks to Phillip 66. We meet with other leadership. I forgot who else is on the agenda, but it last year was just a banner. It's probably our best one. Mm-hmm. We had one-on-one time with them, and they spent like 30, 35 minutes, you know, and out of the governor's day, that's a lot to just come in, meet with us. And I looked at other chamber, you know, day at the Capitals, of those that do it, and I think our agenda is surpasses a lot of them. We get the time from top leadership, and that's hard.
Yeah.
And so we really appreciate that. We also get to watch a little bit of. We sit in the Senate gallery and the House gallery. We're introduced, and but we get to watch floor action, which that's always one of the favorite parts of the group that go, because you just and a lot, hopefully we'll get to see debate, because that's when it gets really interesting. Some years every now and then we'll hit kind of a dead, and they're not really doing anything, but hopefully they will. We've timed it around deadlines, and it's interesting to see it in process. And a lot of times, like, okay, guys, we got to go. If you guys want to get back by, you know, 5:30, I'm like, no, we want to see this. We want to see how this turns out, you know, because they're just going, you know, back and forth. So that's always kind of a fun part of the day. But it's very, very interesting. And the reason we do it is we've got to keep our presence down there. Let folks know, you know, hey, Bartlesville's here. Here's important issues to us, and to just, you know, keep that dialogue open with our state leaders. So,
and we're talking with Sherry here with the chamber. We do have the big women's event coming up. This is our celebration of women.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the Hillcrest Country Club. That's coming up quicker than you think. March 26th will be here a little soon.
March is next week. Yeah. So, yeah. yes, this is a great event. This is, I think, our seventh one to do.
Uh-huh.
We have a monthly event called Women in Business. It's just a lunch that we do every month. And we thought, there are so many great women in our community.
There
we wanted
are.
To do an event that just kind of catered or, you know, centered around them and honoring different women in our community. So we have seven different awards that we do that evening. And it's just a really nice evening at Hillcrest, honoring, like I said, seven different women in different kind of stages of their career, different honored for different things, anywhere from being like very inspirational leader to being a great mentor. We've got one investing in our future, you know, kids, doesn't have to be, but that's typically what you think. So they're just kind of all over the board, and it's just truly, truly a fun, inspirational evening. A lot of times there's a few tears because you really learn things about some people in our community that a lot of times you didn't even know existed and lived here. A lot of them you've heard of, you know, but then you find out kind of their story. You find out how they started, and it's just very, very interesting evening. So very, like I said, inspirational. We encourage companies to buy a table, bring people. If you can't buy a table, then just, you know, come bring a coworker or whatever. But it is a fun, fun evening. All of these events can be found on our website page, Bartlesville.com, so it's easy to remember, and you can just register for anything of these. Even the free events, we'd like you to register just so we kind of have an idea of what to expect. But Bartlesville.com, you can register for any of these. So,
now, Sherry, the chamber is known for a lot of things. You bring forth the forums, you bring forth a lot of events and what have you, but now the chamber is kind of grown and expanded some of the offerings. What's the chamber up to these days?
Yeah, a lot of times people just associate us with events, and that is one of my biggest. I don't like that. I love our events, and our events have a purpose, and they're geared towards usually disseminating information of some sort to benefit our members, or make connections, give our members reasons to be able to connect and opportunities to be able to do that. But there's a lot of things that the chamber does that's, I always say it's kind of behind the scenes. People don't necessarily see it. You see these events online. You see, you can register, you can go, you can attend. You know, it's that tangible thing. But we've been working on, really since probably December, started with an idea a while back. We did a strategic community plan, but it had been like 8 years ago. And when I looked at that, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been that long. And a lot of things that came out in that last strategic plan had already been, we've addressed, we've done, and it's now, it's like, okay, so now what? How do we move forward? What do we need to do? We can't just sit on our laurels, and we can't just sit on what we did and accomplished from a plan 8 years ago. A community needs to sit back, evaluate themselves, evaluate all different aspects of the community. What do we need to move forward? What maybe needs to be reinvented? What maybe needs to be changed, shaken up? You know, what's important? And so we've engaged with a consultant to kind of help us through this process. She was here a few weeks back for like her initial visit where she just spent 3 days, and it was back-to-back. I don't think I've worked so hard in a long time, but, you know, scheduling back-to-back, hour-to-hour meetings for three solid days, which is different segments, different populations of our community. And she was really kind of just taking a deep dive, taking a step back as, you know, as an outsider who has lots of experience in community development, economic development, just kind of looking at our community as comparing us kind of to a global competitive community. How do we rank? So she's taken all that information. We've sent her tons of different things too via email. And she'll be back, and I encourage anyone, chamber member or not, I really want a good turnout because this is kind of the first step. So where are we starting from? She will be making one presentation, and after that it's all hands-on. It's more involved work sessions. It's not a consultant coming in and saying, okay, here's your grade. You made an A here, you made a B here, ooh, you made a D in this, and this is what you need to do as a community. She's going to present her findings. Here's opportunities, here's maybe some challenges, here's some great assets. Now you all take it, and she'll kind of walk us through it, and it's very hands-on as a community, not just a few key leaders in the community, but as what we really want to ferret out, I said in board meeting yesterday, there are people out there that are wonderful in this community, but we don't know they're there. You know, and there's going to be some initiatives rise up, and it's going to be their hot button. We want them involved in solving and moving some things forward and thinking creatively, maybe outside the box. We want to get those people involved as well as the same, you know, pool of people that, you know, everybody seems to go to. And that's, you know, just a natural thing to happen in a community. But there are people out there. We want them to be involved in the whole process, which will have some follow-up meetings in April. So the first step, all that to say, the first step is to kind of hear the presentation. Where are we as a community? Mm-hmm. And just kind of her assessment. And so that will be held March the 10th. Obviously, it's free. And it'll be held at the one of our partners for this project is Arvest. And it'll be held at their Eastside Branch Community Room. And it'll be held from 1 to 3. So I know it's a chunk out of your day, but I really think it's time well spent. And to kind of just hear where we're starting from, where are we benchmarking by, and she'll kind of walk us through kind of maybe the next process. So anyhow, very, very excited about it. It's been a process. It's been a work in progress. It's been an idea that's floated for a long time with our leadership, and we're now actually making steps forward to get this accomplished. So I'm excited.
I can tell. And, you know, I'm a little excited just to get that little peek behind the curtain, see what you found. And just see what kind of great, fresh opportunities are out there for us as a community. This is going to be fun.
Well, like I said, we can't just sit on our past accomplishments. We do need to keep moving forward. And that's the whole point, is to keep us moving in the right direction.
If people have questions or comments regarding the chamber and all of the different things that the chamber does, how do we get a hold of you?
I would just reach out, give us a call, 336-8708. Mm-hmm. You could email our membership person. Would love to sit down and talk to you. It's Judy Williams, well-known in the community. She's great. She can go over benefits, talk to you. And, you know, I think, and I know I'm in the same boat, sometimes people don't want to call because then you feel obligated. But if you just have questions, call, ask, email, whatever. You can find all our information, contact information at Bartlesville.com. And just give us the opportunity to sit down and let us tell you kind of more about the chamber. There's no obligation, but, you know, we do survive on our members. It's a membership-based organization. We receive no taxpayer dollars. We're not technically a part of the city. They're a great community partner. We work very well together, but we don't receive any city funding, taxpayer funding. It's through our programming, through our membership, through our premier partners, which are volunteer members who pay at a higher rate, just because they believe in what the chamber, you know, works on and does for the community. So all let's say we obviously love our members, we need our members, and we appreciate them very much, and we'd love to have you on board if you're not one. So
very good, Sherry. I know you got a busy day today, but thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
All right.